Today, an American airman receives the highest award that the Air Force can offer. It's an honor for what happened in Afghanistan last April. The fight is known as the Battle of Shock Valley. Airman Zachary Reiner was one of those who fought there. NPR's J.J. Sutherland has the story of what he did that day.
They came in at first light. Giant helicopters swooped into Shock Valley in northeastern Afghanistan. The mission of the Special Forces teams was to capture an insurgent, what the military calls a high-value target. No coalition forces had ever been to the valley before. There was no place to land. There was an icy river running down the middle of the valley, a river they hadn't been told about. Once in the valley, Airman Reiner's team had to climb. The village was at the top, hundreds of feet above them. In Reiner's matter-of-fact telling, they made it about 60 feet up. Then things went wrong.
From there, first couple shots rang out. Immediately, like, our terp was killed. He got shot in the face, and he died, like, right away. And from there, like, we took another volley rounds. Another teammate was hit.
The insurgents were above them, shooting down from the village and from high cliffs on both sides of the valley. Airman Reiner's team began to pull back, looking for cover. Reiner's job as the Air Force member of the team was to call in air support.
Fire continued. We were kind of pulling security and shooting back, and I was coordinating for gun runs and bomb runs with the air support that was overhead. And I got hit in the leg. And from there, we just kind of grabbed our wounded and pulled back as far as possible to get as much cover as possible. And when we did that, we kind of trapped ourselves with a cliff on either side of us.
Kind of trapped ourselves, he says. Their mission had changed. Now, it was all about getting out alive. Airman Reiner has been shot in the leg. He's firing his rifle at fighters nearby. He's also calling in airstrikes from above, F-15s, Apaches, A-10s. It goes on for hours. Another Special Forces team kept trying to reach Reiner's position. They couldn't. There was too much fire. That team's airman was Rob Gutierrez.
They're just shooting down at us. It looked like a stadium when multiple cameras are going off.
Gutierrez was hit twice in the head trying to reach Reiner. Amazingly, the bullets only dented his helmet.
We're fighting for our lives, you know what I mean? We were just overwhelmed. Never been put in that, very difficult situation. Engaging fire with helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft at the same time, yourself shooting and trying to move and help injured guys get across the river and things like that. And you're slipping and falling and trying to get behind some kind of cover.
The standoff continued. Reiner's team was still trapped. He says more than half of them had been wounded.
Rounds that weren't hitting us were hitting our equipment. Pretty much everyone on our team had a bullet hole in some form, like whether it was hitting their gear or hitting them in the limbs and stuff like that.
The insurgents got so close that Reiner had to call in airstrikes practically on top of his own position. Rockets, cannon, bombs, nothing worked. Finally, they had only one option left.
Called in a 2,000-pound bomb. It was pretty much right above us.
A 2,000-pound bomb.
After it went off, you literally couldn't see like but a couple of inches in front of your face just because of all the debris and dust and everything that was in the air. And it sent down like huge pieces of building and boulders and stuff on it, just showering us with all sorts of debris.
That stopped the shooting long enough for Reiner's team to fight their way out, carrying their wounded down a cliff and across a chest-high, ice-cold river. The Battle of Shock Valley lasted more than 6 hours. More than half of the Americans there were injured. None of them died. 10 Army Green Berets won Silver Stars that day, the most for one action since Vietnam. And Zachary Reiner, now a staff sergeant, earned the Air Force Cross, one of only 3 men to have received it fighting in Afghanistan. The other 2 were awarded posthumously. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News.